At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
What time is it?
You're locked into the flagship, an Ole Miss podcast powered by College Corner.
Here we go.
One, two, three.
Get your daily Rebel sports fix at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com.
Welcome to the flagship in a brand new sparkling studio here. Thanks to our friends at On3. Got a little facelift here, and our good buddy Pete Nakos is here, the inaugural guest in the brand new studio. Before we get Pete in here, talk a little NIL, a little football recruiting. Do want to remind you, as you can see there, the lovely logo down at the bottom. We brought to you by College Corner. Three locations now: Oxford, Flowood, Ridgeland. They've got the brand new space in Oxford. Fantastic. 4,000 plus square feet. You look, it's we're almost already in July, so you need to go ahead and start getting your affairs in order for the Grove. They've got tailgating supplies there. If you need a little belated Father's Day gift, they got you covered there. They've got polos, t-shirts, all of that and more. And look, if you can't get to one of the brick and mortar, you can go check them out, collegecornerstore.com. Scott and the folks over there take care of us, and they will take care of you. Pete, good morning. Welcome in. How are we doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good, good. This topic came up a couple weeks ago, and I was in Tampa at OT7 finals, and then it kind of popped up here on my radar just now. Ole Miss wide receiver target Winston Watkins Jr. He was one of several 2025 prospects, I should say, that signed with Adidas as part of their AD07 class, a brand specific NIL deal. It was him, got Tyler Atkinson, Caden Dixon Wyatt, Madden Iamaliva, Vernell Brown III, Madden Williams, Chris Henry Jr., and then Winston Watkins Jr. I talked with some guys while I was there asking, like, hey, do you think this will be a thing with, like, brand-specific deals like this that could alter recruiting? You know, that's been a thing for decades in basketball recruiting, where if you play on a specific AAU travel team that's sponsored by Nike, that's going to help the Nike schools recruit. Just, you know, follow the money. And I wanted to bring you on because I'm interested to see if this invades the college football space. Is this going to be a thing where, you know, this is going to affect prospects who have these deals with Adidas or Nike or Under Armour or Jumpman, how it affects the recruitment?
So let's start off with a starting point. This is the first time a Nike and Adidas and Under Armour has signed a high school football player, from what I can recall. This past football season, you had Michael Penix and Romo Odunze, both at Washington, who ultimately led the Huskies to a national title game. They signed with Adidas. It was a no-brainer. They rep Washington is an Adidas school. These sorts of instances have really popped up a lot, though, in basketball. Nike signed Bronny James when he was a junior in high school. They also signed Juju Watkins before she even step foot at USC. Other interesting things too, you had Haley Van Lith, the Louisville star at the time, signed with Adidas when she was still there. And then she transfers to LSU, which is a Nike school, and she still wore, she still worked with Adidas. So what I'm getting at here is in the small case study that we have seen, it has not been a make or break in a recruitment. Obviously, these contracts are not set up in any way where Adidas is telling athletes they now have to attend Adidas schools. That's obviously not legal. That's not, that's what, where you really get into the old sketchy stuff that we saw in basketball. That has really taken a backseat, actually, because of NIL collectives. But getting back to your question here, I don't think it impacts where Winston Watkins, who's a huge Ole Miss target at the moment, don't really think that impacts where he goes. All that said, though, it is an interesting relationship. It does appear sometimes with some of these campaigns, right, like the high school campaigns and stuff, like they're really one-off deals. I will say Adidas kind of went all out for this, and they got them together for a photo shoot. So won't be surprised if there's some expectation down the line that he has to, I don't know, post something else on Instagram or something like that. But it is going to be an interesting case study to see where these group of athletes land, how many go to an Adidas school. By no means is it a lock they go to an Adidas school, but all that said, it is interesting. And does Nike try to get involved now, right? Things like that. Like, there's a lot of talented quarterbacks, right, in high school. Does a brand try to make an investment there in the near future? Sure. Not sure about that, but those sorts of things will be the things we watch.
Yeah, as of now, it doesn't seem to be an issue because I'm fairly certain the timeline of this. So Winston Watkins Jr. shows up in Tampa. Adidas sponsors, they have a partnership with Overtime, so they were the
right,
you know, title sponsor of the OT7 event. Winston Watkins shows up Thursday. They had a combine. I believe they called it the throwdown. He signs the deal. They do the photo shoot. Then he leaves to go to his official visit at Ole Miss, which is a Nike school. Maybe it wasn't an issue because it was still pretty fresh. Maybe Adidas told him, like, hey, we don't care. So as of right now, it doesn't seem to be an issue. This came up on my radar again because Winston Watkins has canceled his Ohio State official visit, which is a Nike school, and is now going to Indiana this weekend, which is an Adidas school. Look, all due respect to the Hoosier program, falling on some hard times as of late. They make the hire of Kurt Cignetti, who was really, really, really good at James Madison. So maybe that's it, Pete. Maybe it's like, hey, I'm going to go see what this staff has got to offer. They were really good at JMU. Let's see what they've got going at Indiana. But it just kind of like piqued my, you know, the antenna went up a little bit where I was like, oh, Adidas school makes sense. So yeah, maybe that's a thing Adidas can do. It's like, hey, you're already with Adidas, so like, let's work out a deal.
Right.
Yeah, I do wonder.
I think it's more of a thing that Juju Lewis is taking Indiana seriously. That's kind of my viewpoint of like, he's kind of setting the trend of maybe some top tier recruits going to check it out. Juju Lewis, by the way, has a deal with Aloe Yoga, the same company that Caleb Williams and JJ McCarthy had deals with when they were in college. So Aloe does not sponsor any football program. So that's like one interesting wrinkle there. But yeah, I don't know. I think Indiana is actually really starting to make some headway on the recruiting trail. I'm well aware this is an Ole Miss podcast and we don't have to go down that road. But they're doing good work right now in Bloomington.
Yeah, I know our very own Steve Wiltfong wrote about Juju Lewis's relationship with Tino Sunseri. It goes way back.
Yeah.
He's the quarterbacks coach, co-offensive coordinator there. So maybe, you know, hey, some old school recruiting there, Pete, where it's like relationship building. It's not all about NIL or that sort of thing. That's still a factor these days.
It is a sure factor. Yeah.
But yeah, that's probably, you know, hey, Winston Watkins was like, hey, well, if Julian Lewis is going there, maybe I should go check it out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm interested with Nike because we all know Nike is just the behemoth in the brand game. But they've got money, so if they want to just try it out, you know, test run,
Yeah, it makes so much more sense in basketball because the return on investment is so much quicker, right? That's what you have to think about if you're putting on the brand's glasses and trying to see it from their viewpoint of like Bronny James. They signed with him right before his senior year of high school, I believe. He then goes to USC, which is a Nike school, but then he's also back in the NBA now within a year, which is going to give Nike the most exposure. And he's going to be next to his dad. So the one other interesting thing that we can talk about when we talk about brands here. So Maryland, right, has been a major Under Armour school from the beginning. They just re-upped that deal for another, I'm not sure about the time, probably 10 years or something like that. But an interesting wrinkle there is Maryland and Under Armour have announced that they're going to kind of launch like an Under Armour brand ambassador program for athletes in College Park. And that sort of marketing campaign has been used by Adidas at all their schools across the country. That is one thing Nike has not done, right? You've seen some like really interesting, cool, high level deals that Nike has done, but they've yet to really like go all in and launch a brand network across the country, like Adidas or things like that. So is that something they choose to do? I'm not sure. I don't think they're worried about retaining athletes at Nike schools. But it is something to kind of keep an eye on. And then obviously the Jordan brand is out there too. They've done some women's basketball deals. They have not done a football deal yet.
Yeah. And that's been, I'm glad you brought that up because we can talk about that because that can be almost specific. That's been a in the rumor mill for years, you know, probably 5 years now with Kiffin. Kiffin has been very upfront pushing for Jumpman. He wears Jordan all the time. The staff,
I didn't know that.
The staff wears Jordan brand shoes all the time. And I know, I don't think it's ever been confirmed, but for the longest time, it seemed like Jordan was only wanting to get into the football space only a certain amount of schools in each conference.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you had the Pac-12, you had UCLA was one of the recent ones, which is now Big Ten. So Big Ten now has two with Michigan. The SEC has two with Oklahoma coming over and joining Florida. And then North Carolina and the ACC. I do wonder if that's something that Jordan Brand might try to branch out a little more. And for the longest time, I would tell people like, hey, I just don't think the juice is worth the squeeze for Jordan with Ole Miss. It's a smaller fan base. They're not a big enough ROI there. And plus at the time, Ole Miss was, you know, still kind of, you know, middle of the pack in the SEC, scraping at the, you know, scraps at the bottom of the barrel. Fast forward now, college football playoff aspirations. Lane Kiffin's been there for, you know, going on 5 years. You know, maybe that changes things. Maybe Jordan, you know, has seen some success with these bigger names selling apparel, you know, getting exposure. Maybe they try to branch out.
And I'll just say, too, it seems like Jumpman has really tried to avoid the Jordan brand. But I think they've really tried to go after basketball schools. They also have stuff with Howard University and Georgetown. You look at UCLA, historically a really good basketball school. Michigan kind of checks off both. Oklahoma had the string of Heismans. Like, I think they definitely need it to have a brand, and Ole Miss as a brand, especially what Lane's done recently. And I mean, what Chris Beard has done too. I mean, the Rebels are definitely one of the more prominent programs right now in college sports. So could we see it? Sure. I'd also have to tell you, Zach, that I need to go do a deep dive on their contract situation with Nike to really speculate.
That minutia there that's getting in the weeds a little bit. Cause you know, Nike is kind of Jumpman.
Right.
I don't know all of that. The hope for Ole Miss fans, I think you look at San Diego State in basketball and Houston in basketball. Now, Houston, bigger, huge fan base. San Diego State, pretty big, you know, metro area, big fan base. But, like, athletically, not super, you know, Houston basketball has a lot of tradition, and they've been very good lately. But San Diego State, you know, they've had a couple blips on the radar, getting to some Elite Eights, a Final Four. But other than that, I mean, recently, you know, I think that maybe, like, Ole Miss fans can, you know, maybe cross their fingers, like, hey, maybe
– totally.
Maybe Jumpman will take a chance. But yeah, I'm interested to see if that brand, you know, they've got a toe dipped in now in the college football. Maybe they put the whole foot in. Maybe they bit both legs in. But yeah, it's interesting.
There's rumblings. I mean, sources told On3 this past fall, like there was supposed to be some Jordan activations for football players. It just never really came to be. Which, you know, stuff happens like that sometimes. But you look at Jackson Dart, and I mean, this is pivoting here a little bit, but you want to talk about guys who I really think can like sign some of the more lucrative brand deals in the next 6 to 10 months. It's going to be Jackson Dart. Yeah. He's right up there now with Quinn Ewers, Dylan Gabriel. I know Will Howard's at Ohio State, but he's not there yet. DJU is going to continue to be really attractive to brands. He's now at Florida State. He's got a really big social media following. He might be a peg down, but he's in there. So guys like that. So I know Jackson already has that Nicholas Ayer deal. He was the first athlete to really sign with a private jet company. He's done some work with Dick's Sporting Goods in the last couple months, I know. And I think he's got some other stuff on tap. But he's the kind of caliber of guy that I won't be surprised if, you know, like if he lands a sponsorship deal that with a brand that maybe we haven't seen get in the space. The one other school we haven't talked about here is Nike has really become very friendly with the Sanders family in Colorado. They re-signed Dion. Nothing will surprise me if Nike wants to get really well with Shador either in the next few months.
The College Corner is headed to Oxford. Stop by their new location in the Oxford Commons off Sisk Avenue. They'll have 4,000 square feet of Rebel gear ready for your trip to the Grove. On your next trip to Oxford, stop by the College Corner or our other great locations in Ridgeland and Flowood. Hats, shirts, polos, pullovers, sweats, t-shirts. College Corner has it all. And as always, you can visit us online at collegecornerstore.com. That's collegecornerstore.com. The College Corner, where your game day apparel meets.
Are you looking at cutting your health insurance premiums by as much as 20 to 30%? Are you aging into Medicare and need help finding a Medicare supplement plan? Call Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group at 601-953-8449. Drew is an Ole Miss grad located in Mississippi and licensed in 7 states. He works with the nation's second largest health insurance brokerage with access to 35 different carriers, and he can help you with any of your health insurance needs. From regular health plans to life insurance to dental and vision and even Medicare, he has it all covered. Now more than ever, it is critical to have a health insurance agent who is local and accessible. So call Drew Moak at 601-953-8449 and get your free quote today. It's the perfect time to play a round of golf. And if you're looking for a premier golf course in Northwest Mississippi or the Memphis, Tennessee area, go to Cherokee Valley Golf Club in Olive Branch. This 18-hole par 72 course includes 4 sets of tees to accommodate all players and has 11 lakes, 52 bunkers, and the wide Zoysia fairways and extra-large champion Bermuda greens and clean roughs make for an excellent opportunity every single time to post a number. If you need a premier golf experience in the Mid-South, go to Cherokee Valley Golf Club. Call them at 662-893-4444 or check them out, olivebranchgolf.com.
Ole Miss fans, your only choice for daily fantasy sports is Prize Picks. America's number one daily fantasy sports app, Prize Picks has over 5 million active members. And it's fun and it's simple. Pick 2 or more players from any sport, whether they'll go for more or less of their projected stats, choose flex or power play, and watch the winnings roll in. Flex means you still win even if one of your picks misses. Power plays are higher payouts, but you got to get all of your picks right. Bottom line, you have options that fit your daily fantasy playing style, but only with our friends at Prize Picks. And they've already made me a winner. CeeDee Lamb, an easy pick for more than 96 receiving yards. The only weapon for Dak Prescott in his more or less of 263 passing yards. Even better, you can now get up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. And winning withdrawals with Prize Picks are fast, safe, and secure. When those picks hit, you can get your money in as quick as 15 minutes. So download the Prize Picks app today and use code TALKOFCHAMPIONS. That's code TALKOFCHAMPIONS to get $50 instantly when you play $5. Code TALKOFCHAMPIONS on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive this $50 bonus. It's guaranteed with Prize Picks. Run your game.
You know when you discover a new binge-worthy show or that song you can't help but leave on repeat? You just have to share it with your friends, right? Because who doesn't want to spread awesomeness? Now you know how I feel telling you now about Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan today. It's such a good deal, I couldn't keep it to myself. My past plans have gone as high as $100. Friends don't let friends overpay for wireless. Time to say so long to those overpriced wireless plans and switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And don't worry, Mint Mobile will get all your old stuff off your old phone, including those existing contacts. So don't wait another second. Get your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/TOC. That's mintmobile.com/TOC. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Where do you bring it up? So let's get into
it. Oh no. Okay.
He's gone after this year, right? How long do you think he truly stays at Colorado?
You know, I don't have a definitive answer. There's definitely a lot of speculation about that. I understand that speculation. I think that's what I will say. I'm not going to take one side, but I will say the high school recruiting necessarily hasn't been there.
Yeah.
Shador's leaving, Shiloh's leaving, and Travis Hunter's leaving, who he considers a third son or fourth son, I guess it is. So, like, I don't think he's gone. At the same time, though, I think he's really going to have to put together quite the roster in 2025, 2026. Does he want to be up for that task? Maybe. Listen, man, Deion Sanders does a lot of things that I would never really be able to predict. And if there's one thing that wouldn't surprise me, it's that Deion stays put at Colorado just to tell everyone to shut up, and then he does well in the Big 12 without his son. So we'll have to see how it goes. I don't know. And I guess the other thing, too, is how do things go this year?
Yeah.
Like, if they look really good, like, then, yeah, I mean, maybe he does. But if they look bad, he's definitely not going to want to go out with this idea that he wasn't able to coach in high-level college football.
Yeah. Last thing here, I do want to get you to talk about this. You wrote about Learfield's NIL impact report showing that athletes earned almost $14 million in the 23-24 season. I mean, the multimedia rights holder, 160 Division I athletic programs announced that it turning its, you know, Compass app, which is used for opt-in licensing campaigns, which is the big one, EA Sports College Football 25. Which I would be remiss if I didn't give a shout out to my wife. Big time Father's Day dub, got me the PS5. So we're good.
Wow.
We're good. Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah. Shout out.
That is a wow.
You know, I told her it's for work, so she, you know, she understands.
How many times are you going to be playing that for work?
I won't be doing it during office hours, but
got it. Are you the kind of guy who's going to want to like sim games?
No, like do the coach thing.
Well, you know how some people like the day before, like Ole Miss plays, I don't know, like Mississippi
State. Oh, okay. I guess I could.
I don't know. I mean, some people love it. I don't know.
It's a content idea.
It is a content idea, but that's not this kind of call anyways.
Yeah. I mean, that's interesting though, because all the rosters will be updated.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be really interesting. It'll be really interesting.
We can argue about the ratings for players, but
that is going to be such a thing. I'm not looking forward to that. I'm not looking forward to those conversations, but it is going to be quite the,
maybe that'll be added to my docket of questions I get, which the number one question I get, Pete, is, hey, can you put me in touch with Hayes Fawcett for an edit? Like, no, can't do that. And then it's always, you know, hey, can you fix my ranking?
Yeah,
do that either. But now maybe it'll say, hey, can you fix my rating on EA Sports College Football 25? Well,
and then you'll send them on to me, which is when I can deliver the news. No, we can't.
Oh man.
But so this Learfield thing, I'll break it down for you. So Compass is their version of like an open doors or an influencer, right? You guys know what that is. That's where a lot of, not all the NIL deals, but a portion of NIL deals get done. So Learfield is pivoting this Compass app, which was integral for EA Sports College Football 25, which has really been used as a licensing app. They're going to turn it into a deal making platform. It's going to be interesting. It'll be the tech's good. The question is, does it all work out? We have to see. Yeah, they did release this impact report. $13.6 million. I mean, that is a good number of dollars. At the same time, the median deal is $3,000. I think the same thing we've been saying now for a year and a half remains true. The top players in sports are going to get dollars, but for a large portion of athletes, yeah, I mean, there's not like, I don't think there's as many random brands working in the spaces that maybe there were in the first summer who just wanted to do it for the, you know, for the something cool. Like, hey, look at this. Like, this is what we did. I think now more than ever, it's really become evident that the top athletes, the athletes with the social media following, things like that, those are going to be the people getting the dollars. And that's kind of what opens up to of what does revenue sharing and stuff like that look like? And does football receive the most amount of the rev share? We don't know the answer to those things, but it's kind of all goes into one when it comes back to this idea of who's earning the most dollars right now off brand deals.
And then I think you're probably going to see an influx of these in-person venues for NIL activity. Alabama has the Alabama Advantage Center. People are going to start saying like, hey, we're behind. We got to get this going.
So Clemson, interestingly, doesn't have a multimedia rights holder. They own their own multimedia rights. But they have one of the top like NIL spaces in the country. Like, they built this building as part of the football facility. And I mean, it's gorgeous. The cool thing here is, I guess for a quick breakdown, like, it is not a bunch of business executives sitting in this like nice suite in a stadium, just sitting there with like bags of cash, like, hey, promote my company. There's some like really neat spaces where athletes can start and record their own podcast, where they can actually like do the photo shoot for their brand deal and things like that. Things that might sound really like simple and silly, but when you step foot in an athlete's life, like, they need those tools to be accessible. You will get like a starting quarterback, like a Jackson Dart. Like, if he wants to go do a podcast, like, it makes so much more sense for him to try to set up shop on campus near the practice facility than having to, you know, hop in the car, drive 20 minutes away, things like that. So those are going to become even more popular. So should be cool to continue to follow.
You've been diving into the college baseball portal space. These last couple weeks.
It's been interesting.
It's got to be as high flying as the rest, right? I mean, I feel like as soon as like with like in Omaha, when these teams are being eliminated, I mean, I saw a couple of Virginia pitchers got in the day after.
Yeah. It's, you know, baseball and softball it's maybe the portal wasn't as like high functioning as it was in football and basketball like 2 years ago, but like, the Stanford softball pitcher Najari Candy, she is like, she's on fire, man. She might go to Oklahoma, Texas. I'm not really sure, but people really want to know where she's gonna go. And yeah, I mean, the baseball portal, I'd have to do somewhat of a study and see like what the entry number is. I think we're at 2412 right now for the academic year for baseball, for Division One. I mean, but that's a lot of players, man. That's a lot of scholarship athletes jumping on the portal and trying to find new homes. And I'd be remiss to mention too, I mean, NIL is a thing in baseball, just like it is in other sports. And maybe the dollar figure at the end of the day might not be as large, but guys want to transfer. And if one school can offer more NIL dollars in baseball, that means that they're not paying out of pocket for tuition, because you know how that scholarship situation is right now in the sport.
Yeah. Ole Miss heavy in the portal, as they will try to bounce back from another disappointing season. We have lots of portal activity, baseball information at omspirit.com. Very own Chuck Brownsville and Ben Garrett have been plugging away at that. Ole Miss just hired a pitching coach. It seems like the emphasis on portal is ramping up, as you know, this is the type of time of year where you're re-upping your deals with current players.
Yeah.
The Grove Collective just launched out just a barrage of tweets this morning. Lots of basketball guys re-upping or signing. Soccer, softball, volleyball. I mean, this is the time of year when, you know, hey, it's summer, but we're trying to get some deals done. And I think that this is, you know, especially for Ole Miss baseball, you know, it's kind of a make or break year for Mike Bianco and company. They got to get it right. They got to get some guys in to be instant impact dudes. We'll have all that information at omspirit.com. You can check that out. If you're not a member already, it's only a dollar. Come join us. Conversations on the board are fun. We get after it with recruiting and basketball, football, baseball, women's basketball. We've got all of that and more. And then with the Olympics coming up, there'll be some Ole Miss Rebels fighting for a spot on some rosters for the Olympics. So we'll even do that too, Pete. That is going to do it for this edition of the Flagship. Appreciate Pete coming on in the new studio. We'll have more shows coming up. We'll do a lot more podcasts probably starting next week or so when the dead period with college football recruiting. It'll be dead until the end of July, when Ole Miss will have their Juice Fest kind of big time Crudapalooza event, if you will, at the end of the month. So we'll be doing a lot of podcasts to get you ready for the 2024 football season. Pete, as always, it was a pleasure. We appreciate your NIL expertise, and we'll talk to you again soon.
You bet. Talk to you soon, Zach.
All right. Appreciate everybody at College Corner. And lastly, cannot forget our good friends at USA Benefits Group, Drew Moak, and the folks over there do a fantastic job. If you are looking to cut those health insurance premiums 20 to 30%, if you need help with dental, vision, life insurance, regular health plans, Drew can help you out. 601-953-8449. He's licensed in 7 states. He's an Ole Miss grad. He's in Mississippi, and he works with the nation's second largest health insurance brokerage. That's 35 different carriers at his disposal. So he can help you out with pretty much everything. So he's local and he's accessible. Give him a call, 601-953-8449, or visit usabg.com/DMOAK and get your free quote today. That'll do it for the Flagship. Appreciate Pete. Appreciate you all tuning in. Till next time, we out of here.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours.
Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.